Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna rock your technique,
dip, you dip me dip, take off on my rocket ship. I know you know what it is. Good loving, that grinding, that bumping, that yeah, that fair shake, that next day body, yeah. So shawty, get up on me. I'ma make that body go from left to right, from side to side. Get behind it, and I'ma make that thing right, right. Rock, 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 rock.
I wanna rock your body.
Keep my composure back while you're holding me. I hope you'll always be my lady. I must admit what you're doing got me going insane. Popping it, dropping it, oh yeah, babe. Good loving, that grinding, that bumping, that yeah, that bear shake, that next day. Get up on me. I'ma make that body go from left to right, from side to side. And I'ma get behind it. And I'ma make that thing right, right. Rock, 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 rock. down now. Round and round now, up and down now.
All right, you are tuning in to TP3 Radio, and this is your girl, Keisha Nicole, along with Candy and Entice. And what you just heard was The Dream's new joint called Rock. Ladies, how are we doing this evening?
What's up, what's up? It's Entice. I'm doing good. Enjoying my day, enjoying my week. Had a really good weekend, so, you know, just taking one day at a time. You know, it's only Tuesday. How y'all doing?
Well, you know, it's your girl Candy, and I woke up feeling a little bit under the weather, so you might hear a little bit of it in my voice, but I'm all right, I'm here. So, you know, let's get this show on the road.
All right. So let's go right on into this talk that talk discussion.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, what's up, what's up? It is Entice, and I'm coming at you with this week's Talk That Talk. So this week's topic is gossip. How has it affected you, and how do you avoid it? So regardless of what you want to say, regardless if you want to agree or disagree, everybody gossips. It's everywhere. Some people can't even make it through a day without hearing some sort of gossip. And, you know, males do it, females do it, and basically, we just want to find out how gossip affects you and how do you avoid it. If you do avoid it, we want to find out. I guess I'll go ahead and start off and basically let you know how gossip has affected me and how do I avoid it. So basically, gossip, I feel like it has a really negative impact, like from my personal experience and, you know, from other people. And sometimes it can't really be avoided. You know what I mean? If someone wants to come up to you and be like, oh, I heard so-and-so this or so-and-so that, you know, not a lot of time can you avoid gossip. What you can do, though, is stop it from continuing, you know, stop it from hurting people or things of that nature by you stopping it and not going off and telling somebody else, oh, I heard this or so-and-so said this. You know what I mean? Like, what I find really helps the situation is that if someone comes and tells you something about someone or whatever else, if it's not something that is going to harm somebody, it really is no reason to go back and say, oh, well, I heard this and that or whatever, whatever from so-and-so. And, you know, sometimes you just have to be the bigger person and either just tell the person, yo, really listen, I don't really want to hear about this or I don't really want to talk about this. Or just if you hear anything or whatever, don't run back and say, oh, well, I heard so-and-so. Like, 'cause a lot of time gossip starts off really innocent and ends up, like, really bad. So you know what I mean? There's a lot of steps that you can do to avoid it in that sense, or not necessarily avoid it, but to deal with it in a different way. So I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Keisha. Let us know how you feel about gossip. Gossip, how has it affected you, and how do you avoid it?
Oh, man, this is a good topic, too. Gossip, to me, through my experience, is everywhere. Everywhere I go, there's always somebody talking about somebody. At my job, I think my job is really bad. A lot of employees talking about the other employees. I'm like, I don't trust where I work because I know they're talking about me behind my back about the next person. It's really bad. And then coming from a small city, it's always somebody constantly gossiping about somebody else. So it's like a lot of people come to me with it, but I'm not the one that's going to spread anything. Like people come to me because they know I can keep a secret. I don't really tell anything unless it's like through family, unless it's like a family thing. Like if my sister or brother, you know, does something or says something, I will go tell the other sister or brother. Like, I keep it in the family circle because we're sister and brothers. But as far as everyone else, friends or whatever, I don't really go around spreading gossip. But I'll hear it. I like to hear it. But as far as spreading it, no.
All right, that's what's up. Candy, how do you feel about the topic?
Well, it's your girl Candy, and you know me, I'm like a straightforward type of person to where I'm not going to repeat anything that someone else has told me, or I'm not going to go back, and like that's just, that gossip stuff is like so hostile to me, so therefore I avoid gossip because I don't even get in the mix of it. Like if I have something to tell someone, I tell them straight up myself, and if someone says something or whatever, I go straight to the source. Okay, so who said what? I go straight to that person. Like, so did you say this or not? I'm not even going to be like, so-and-so told me this and this and this. I'm just going to ask them, like, hey, did you say it or didn't you say it or whatever? And I nip it in the bud right then and there. So there is no gossip because I think that's, like, so high school. So that, you know, to avoid it, just don't even put yourself in the middle of the situation at all.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I feel about that.
All right, all right. Thank you so much for sharing your point of view, ladies. Again, we want to know how y'all feel about it. Give us a call at 1-866-259-0361. Let us know how you feel about the topic, this week's Talk That Talk, gossip. How has it affected you, and how do you avoid it? You know, basically, seems like the consensus is really that just don't spread it. Basically, that's it, because you know, there's times there's things that just don't even need to be said. Even like Candy was saying, that's one of the methods that I think is really the best is if someone's running up to you and saying this, this, that, approach the person and be like, okay, well, so-and-so said this. Did you or did you not? You know what I mean? That's the best way to really end it, end the situation at the end of the day. Or basically, if you hear something, don't go running around unless – I'm the type of person, honestly, sometimes I really just rather not say anything unless it's something that's going to motivate you or uplift you, or, you know, if it's something that I'm struggling with that I might, like, talk to a close friend and be like, yo, listen, this is what I'm hearing. And if you were in my shoes, how would you, you know, deal with that situation? But at the end of the day, gossip is negative. You know, it's nothing that needs to be taking up your time, taking up your energy, so avoid it at all costs. We want to hear from you. How has gossip affected you? How do you avoid it? The number again is 1-866-259-0361.
All right, all right. Let's see if we got some callers.
We do have some callers. Hello, caller from 719. Hello, hello.
Hi, yes. How are you doing?
We're good. How are you?
We're good.
This is the 500 boys who called in to talk about a new single. I'm Digging On Fresh.
Oh, okay. So which one of the 500 boys are we speaking with? Introduce yourself. Let everyone know who you are.
What's that? This is Don P.
This is Midnight.
This
is 63 in Denver.
All right. Okay. So we got all you guys on the line at one time. That's what's up. Well, let everyone know where to find you gentlemen at on Twitter, and also go ahead and introduce your song so we can go ahead and get into the single.
You can hit us up on Twitter at FBE Boys, and hit us up on on Facebook at 500 Boys, and the new single is called I'm Jigging, I'm Fresh.
All right. Repeat that Twitter for me one more time for those who didn't get a chance to catch that.
That Twitter page is FDE Boys.
All right, all right. Do we have have any other callers, Keisha Nicole?
We do. Do you want to go ahead and take those?
How many do we have?
We have about two.
Yeah, we can go ahead and take those.
Alrighty.
Yes.
Hello, hello, caller from the 903.
Hello, caller.
Hey, caller from the 903. What's up? I guess the caller from the 903 does not want to talk to us, and I believe that is Dallas. I believe that that's that new Dallas area code, because my mother has a 903 number. So let's take that next one. Let's see if they want to talk to us. We're ready to get into this music.
Hello, hello, caller from the 972.
Hello.
Hi, caller.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
We're good.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, caller.
Yeah.
Hey, Ashley, how are you? Are you calling to comment on our Talk That Talk?
No, I was listening. Actually, I'm with the 500 boys. I helped them out, and I'm here listening to the show to see how things going.
Oh, okay, okay. So you just calling to listen in, and you got plugged into us?
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I said, are you calling to just listen in and then it plugged you into
yeah,
us? Or
yeah, I'm
call?
Just listening. Yeah, I'm calling to listen in.
Okay, so just what we'll do is, because sometimes the switchboard still brings you to us, we'll just make sure next time we don't bring you through so you can just listen to the show.
Okay.
All right, thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Miss Keisha, you see that number, so just next time don't put her through. And let's go ahead and get into some of this music.
All right, all right. Let's play that 500 Boys, Jiggy Fresh.
Let go.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'm fresh, then the
the 500 boys.
That's nice. I'm liking that.
Got me over here drinking. What? Uh-huh. Well, you guys, do you want to do any shout outs at the moment? Any special shout outs? Thank anyone?
Yeah, we'd like to thank the whole city of Albuquerque, our family and friends. We want to thank Constance down there at D-Town. Appreciate it, man, for real. He should call. Just everybody who's been supporting us.
Yeah.
And we want to thank you, special shout out to thank you for playing a song for us. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, no problem. This is Candy. It's your girl, Keisha Nicole, and we have Miss Entice Demonte on the phone. And we definitely appreciate you guys being on the show, and we definitely look forward to having the interview with you guys real soon. So we will look forward to that. And definitely shout out to Kundalini.
Already, we greatly appreciate it, man, for real. Thank y'all.
Oh, yeah, no problem, no problem. And just before you get off the line, if you guys want to let everyone know where to find that song on YouTube real quick one more time and let everyone know where to follow you guys at on Twitter.
You can follow us on Twitter at FB Boys. Also, check us out on MySpace still at 500 Boys. And you can check us out on Facebook at 500 Boys, too.
Also,
you can go to
yeah.
iTunes. Also, you go to iTunes and put in 500 Boys, and you can download and preview the album there.
And we can't let you guys off the line without getting your opinion on our Talk That Talk. Ms. Entice, you want to go
okay.
ahead and let them know what our Talk That Talk is of the night?
All right. So this week's Talk That Talk,
okay.
we're asking gossip, how has it affected you, and how do you avoid it?
This is actually them right now. About the gossip title, for us, it's helped us out, and it's been bad for us. The way we try to avoid it is that it's really hard to avoid it. We just don't let it get to us and tear us apart, and we just keep it pushing. We know what we do in life and what we don't do in life. So with the gossip talk, we just really don't let it get to us.
All right.
Yeah.
You just block it out, keep it moving. That's what's up.
Right. We will make sure that we follow you gentlemen on Twitter. Make sure you follow us. We're TP3 Radio. My personal Twitter is CandiesWorld69. And Miss Entice and Keisha Nicole, if you want to go ahead and shoot out you guys' Twitter real quick, let them know what it is. So when we follow them, they make sure they give us that good old follow back.
Entice Diamante is my Twitter.
And mine is at I am Keisha Nicole.
All right. And
okay,
thank
we'll
you, gentlemen, for calling in.
Thank you, ladies. We'll definitely go ahead and follow you guys on Twitter. Appreciate it.
All right.
Oh, yeah, we appreciate you calling in, and we love the song. So next time y'all go have me digging on there, I'm going to be on the next video with y'all.
Definitely.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right, so let's go into a commercial break.
You've just gone through the red lights at a level crossing. You darted under the first barrier, okay, but your exit's blocked by the car in front, and now you're stuck on the track. Do you, A, try to reverse and pretend it didn't happen? B, quickly get the kids out of the car and run? Or C, sorry, too late. Level crossings. Don't run the risk.
You know, this is what Daddy always says. You're useless. Good for nothing. Don't just stand there. Get the out of here.
Kids watch. Kids learn. A study by researchers at Dartmouth College found that children whose parents smoke are 4 times more likely to buy cigarettes. Stop smoking. before your child starts. Call 1-800-438-2000 to quit smoking. A message brought to you by the Health Promotion Board.
More music variety right here on the Listener's Choice.
Glimpse Media, an experienced media company for all your graphic, video, and audio needs, plus much more for any business project. Go to glimpsemedia.co.nr for more information. New thinking, new ideas.
All right, we're back, and you're listening to TP3 Radio with your girl Keisha Nicole, Candy, and M-Type.
Do we have any callers on the line?
We do not.
Well, we should, because our artist, our special guest, should be calling in.
I know.
Going to make me go ham. Ha. Okay, well, I guess what we can go ahead and do, ladies, we can do something a little different. We can go ahead and just do a random song from an artist from TP3 so far that we had. We could pick a random artist and go ahead and play one of their songs until our special artist of the day calls in. So if you wanted to go ahead and select any song that you feel is appropriate for the moment and go ahead and introduce it, Miss Keisha Nicole, and I can get over here on the horn to get our artist of the night to go ahead and give us a ring.
All right, let me skim through real quick.
I kind of feel like here's the Ricochet She Banging on the coup. I don't know if that's, like, anywhere close. You know, who else? Trying to think.
Actually, I think we talked to somebody. We have a caller.
Aha. We talked him up.
Hello, hello, caller from the 469.
What up, this your boy Coon. What up, what up, what up?
Hello.
Hey, Kundalini, how are you? Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm chilling on it. What y'all up to over there talking all this gossip? I know I had to get in on this one.
Oh, yeah, all right. The talk that talk of the night?
All right, so I'm going to let you go ahead and do that right now since you brought it up. So basically this week's topic, talk that talk, is gossip. How has it affected you, and how do you avoid it?
Man, I can't really say exactly how it affected me, because I don't want to get nobody aggravated right now, because I already got enough people mad at me. But check this out. Gossip, one thing about it that's really crazy is, and I don't know if y'all get it, women, but it's really crazy to me how people, they don't address you directly anymore. Do y'all run into that issue with gossip? Like, when somebody has a problem with you, they don't actually hit you up. They'll go through, like, 3, 4, 5 people, and then they get back to you.
Yes, definitely.
And that's just kind of crazy to me. It's like, I don't know. I guess I grew up when you know, people used to do that. It's like, I think the gossip, it does, like y'all was saying earlier, it can stop with you. But it's like people will, they'll stop it. They won't even tell you nothing. They won't say nothing. And you'll go, like, 6 months and then finally figure out, like, they was mad at you for something that you did that you didn't even know happened. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy.
I think it just starts with being able, like, if you got a problem with somebody, I think the first issue is just to be able to be, you know, it doesn't have to be an aggravated form of fashion. You can pull somebody to the side and say, hey, I have an issue or I have something I want to talk to you about or whatever the case may be. And a lot of times, if that's done, you don't even get into the gossip. But people have thought something off and give a story to somebody, to the person that doesn't even know what even happened. They're just taking the person's word for it. And a lot of times, people ain't even giving all the necessary details for a person to make a decision on if it's even worth listening to.
Exactly. That's very true.
So that's the biggest problem I see with gossip is, like, you can't, just because somebody's a homie or whatever, you can't always take everybody's word on what they say, because sometimes people are giving you just enough information so that you'll side with them, and you won't be that person to say, well, what did you do?
Right.
how did you know, how did you go about it? What did you, have you talked with that person about it? Have you spoke with them? They'll just be like, yeah, you're right. That person is this, that person is that. And then it just trickles down. And then by the time it's figured out, you got four or five other people mad that shouldn't even been involved in the conversation or the situation.
Right. That's true.
No, but I was just curious, do y'all go through that a lot? As women, do y'all have issues like that running around as far as, I know the gossip part of it, but does it take it that long for it to get back to y'all before y'all find out that there's a problem, or do y'all pretty much end up with situations where you can nip it in the bud real quick?
I think it kind of depends, you know what I mean? It's like a case-by-case situation, because I know that males, they deal with gossip issues just as much as females do. And I think it really depends on how vocal you are and how much you're up in the mix. Because I've seen a lot of situations where there's people that aren't even in any mix, like people that say to themselves, yet there's still people out there saying things about them and gossiping about them and being negative about them. And a lot of times it's only because just straight up dislike, or you know what I mean? Someone is just mad at something that you're doing, or just mad at your existence, you know what I mean? So sometimes you can nip it in the bud, but sometimes there's really nothing you can do about it. If someone just has a heart against you or is offended by your existence, there's nothing really you can do to please that person, you know what I mean? So I think it's a case-by-case situation, in my personal opinion. This is enticed, so that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, I pretty much the same. It is a pretty much case-by-case situation as far as gossip is concerned. But, you know, this is your girl Candy, and I'm the same way, 100% all the way through. So if there's any gossip, I'm just going to nip it straight in the bud, go straight to the person. They know back and forth and let it elaborate. A whole other story ends up coming out, and it's not even what happened. I try to nip it in the bud right then and there, so. But thank you for calling in, Kundalini, and thank you for setting up the boys for calling in. And this is actually our artist, for some reason, is calling me instead of the show. Well, I can. I mean, like, really, just how, like, you want me to click over from the show and be like, hey, how are you? Okay, come on now, King. But anyway.
Candy's going to sit up there and take the gossip, and then she's going to make sure to put you on blast, so you got to.
I don't gossip. I'm just gonna blast you. That's how you supposed to do it. It's with love. It's all with love and intentions and good intentions. It's with love. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, that's what love is? Wow, okay.
Yeah, that's love. You
I keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind
if people listening.
Right? You ready for me to tell you in your face and talk about you behind your back, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's tough love.
Right? You ready for me to tell you
her other 3,000 friends.
Right. You want me to tell you that your breath stinks instead of for Jennifer to tell you that your breath stinks. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you that your breath stinks first before Jennifer comes and tell you your breath stinks, because that's just me. We're going to just nip it right in the bud, right there and there.
Already.
But thank you for calling in.
Already. Appreciate y'all. And appreciate all the support y'all been giving to the artists and stuff like that. That's definitely love.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Definitely, right. Yeah.
No worries. Take care.
Alrighty. So let's go into another commercial break. And then, you know, if our artists haven't called in yet, we'll play some.
Oh, yeah. He's going to call me. He just called me. Okay. He's calling. Alrighty.
It is mentioned up in the Bible that there shall be a music that all people shall play and dance and sing this. What other music could that be? Reggae.
him come from such a humble beginning. My father would always take us back to Trenchtown.
Would never lock his car up. That's like saying you don't trust people.
I was the one that he would call to get women out of his dressing room. I became his guardian angel.
All your parents do is smoke and play music. Nobody wanted their children around us.
The most important thing culturally that was happening in Jamaica at that time was Bob Marley exploding onto the world stage.
There was that sense that he's about to be massive.
And if me can help plenty of people. My life is just me, my own security. Then you don't want it. My life is for people.
Are you a rich man? You have a lot of possessions?
Well, you shall make you rich. I don't have that type of richness. My richness is life.
Right on time.
Okay, let's
okay. Hello, hello, caller from the 612.
What's going on, Candy? This is Mo Man.
Hey, hey, Mo Man in the house.
Mo Man.
Hi.
How y'all doing down there?
Oh, we're good. We're good. We're all in three different places, you know. But we're good.
Oh, y'all in three different places.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Where's everybody from?
I'm Candy. You know I'm in Dallas.
Of course.
This is in Tice, in Canada.
Oh, okay.
And this is Keisha Nicole. I'm in Seattle, Washington.
That's what's going down. And I'm holding it down for Minnesota all the time.
All right. That's what's up.
You know what it is. All the time. I'm glad to be on the show. I'm glad it's the opportunity, and I'm thankful. I appreciate it.
Definitely. Yes, yes. And we are ready to get into some of your music and to get into your single. But before we do that, we want to see about maybe if you could introduce your song and actually give an opinion on the Prophet Talk of the night.
Oh, most definitely, man. You know, youtube.com/MoMan, Shouty Pumpin'. SHAWTY Pumpin'. PUMPN. You know what I mean? Holding it down. You could also look up MoMan.com/ King of the App. KINGOFDAAP. Mo Man.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into the single if we don't have any more callers. Keisha Nicole?
Yep, we can get right on in. We'll play that Shawty Pumpin'.
Hey,
all right.
I appreciate it. I thank y'all, and I love y'all, and I thank you for all the support.
Okay, let go.
Shout it pumpin'. Yeah, he talking, but he ain't really for that pumpin'.
Nope.
That nigga flex. Yeah, he flexin'. he popping off, off in the pop, my shit the west. Shout it, pumper. Yeah, he talking, but he ain't really for that dump. That nigga flex. Yeah, he flex. He popping off in the pop, my shit the west.
Shouty pumping, he don't know I got some killers in the cut.
Okay.
Loose screws with big tools, them niggas nuts.
Crazy,
I can't see you boys stopping my paper. For what happened, I clap it and knock a motherfucking patch out of hater. Jumped in the swamp with the gator, swimmed in the pool full of sharks.
Uh-huh.
Keep my hammer, cuz it's woven, I don't fuck with you, Mark.
You know.
All my niggas be ratting, y'all bitch ass had it. And it make my dick hard when that P-Lab be firing. Try to run, I'ma catch it, them people come with that stretcher. All my niggas is veterans and stacking blocks up like Tetris. Shout his flex and he ass for it. This boy got his ass showing. Catch him at a red light, put his socks on his dashboard. I'm with Mo Man and Who's Sicker. Oh, New 40s with cooling systems. Catch him with his pants down, now that's what I call slipping. Pump fake, get your top chop. I rap blocks and I clap blocks. You ain't bout that dumping, nigga. Better pipe down with that pumping, nigga.
Shout it, pumping. Yeah, he talking, but he ain't really for that dumping. That nigga flex. Yeah, he flex. He popping off in the pop, my Smith and Wesson. Shout it pumping. Yeah, he talking, but he ain't really for that dumping. That nigga flex. Yeah, he flex. He popping off in the pop, my Smith and Wesson.
Oh man,
bro.
Don't talk about it, nigga. Be about it. That street shit, we gon' see about it. Got a gun at the crib, I don't be without it. That fake shit, I don't be around. Got a safe in my house with Jesus at it, and a safe house with the Jesus at it. Hit lifts and we divide it. High as fuck, I don't need a pallet. I'm the king, bitches. Said so.
Yeah.
Indians on that res, ho. Real niggas in the feds, ho.
Real.
Choppers under that bed, ho. Real brothers that's dead, ho. And they ask me why I'm mad shit. It's backflips when I clap this. You don't want me to flip my mattress. White girls in Chicago. Black peas in Chicago. Got units out in Burnsville and I grip the grain when I turn the wheel. Rims rubbing up against the fender, but fuck that shit, I turn it steel.
Yeah.
Views all on YouTube, but yeah, bitch, I keep that burning steel.
Oh,
my fitted cap is my crown, bitch. I'm serious about this king shit.
Yeah.
I don't mug him, just mean, bitch.
Yeah.
30 out with that beam, bitch.
Yeah.
I smoke a square nigga team, bitch. Yo, guns, you better quit bumping, shout it. My little niggas gon' fight dumping, shout it. Gon' put it in the ass pumping,
shout it.
Shout it, pumping.
Yeah, he talking, but he ain't really for that dumping. That nigga flex. Yeah, he flex. He popping off in the pop, my Smith and Wesson. Shout it, pumping. Yeah, he talking, but he ain't really for that dumping. That nigga flex. Yeah, he flex. He popping off in the pop, my Smith and Wesson.
I hate fucking with phony ass niggas. Got a can extra clip for you lonely ass niggas. My niggas to eat your face cause we some hungry ass niggas. And to keep it real, you look like some baloney ass niggas. Back to bottom, he keep fat max. Put an extra hole in your snapback. Open them up like a blackjack. Roll that shit up, it's that loud pack. About to get off, nigga. X on my team, all them send off niggas. Take the streets over like hit all hiller. Ask your bitch why I go all in her, I'ma go raw, nigga. The streets love me, ask your bitch. Yeah, she thirsty for me. I just hate that when she call, I be chasing money. You niggas bummy, man, you really starting to look funny. Got a chopper in the car, smell the steel on me. Up and close and personal, it's how I do it, homie. Even though I got some little homies that'll do it for me. And yeah, we marching through, nigga, what you thought it'd be. I'm schizophrenic, ho.
Shout it, pumping. Yeah, he talking, but he ain't really for that dumping. That nigga flex. Yeah, he flex. He popping off in the pop, my Smith and Wesson. Shout it, pumping. Yeah, he talking, but he ain't really for that dumping. That nigga flex. Yeah, he flex. He popping off in the pop, my Smith and Wesson. Bro.
That's a hot joint right there.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Bowman on the track.
I appreciate the love, man. Straight up, man. I'm trying to do it, and it's a lot more where that came from.
Okay, well, before we get into this interview, I want to see if we have any callers on the line. Keisha Nicole?
No, no callers.
And we have, we have one more single, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Okay. All right. Okay, yeah, we're here. We're going to go ahead and get into your interview right now. So we're going to go ahead and hold the calls for the next, 5 minutes, 10 to 10 minutes for your interview. So let's go ahead and get into it.
Let's do it.
All right, all right. So what inspires you to do music?
Oh, man, you know, like me growing up, my family is a big, big, big fans of Tupac, man. I got a documentary on YouTube, too. Y'all can go check that out. King of the App, 21-minute documentary. I'm explaining that in the documentary, you know, that my inspiration was Tupac alone, honestly. Like, I listened to him, and I just wanted to start my own type of revolution, or my own type of, you know what I mean, some type of music ring. I just fell in love with it. And from hearing Tupac, I just wanted to do it.
Oh, yeah. So last week we talked about the whole hologram thing and being that you just brought up Tupac. How do you feel about them doing that, them bringing him back to life through that hologram or whatnot at the performance? How do you feel about that?
I mean, you know, I respect the fact that they're showing the tribute, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, I just want, you know what I mean, everybody to let Pac live on, man. You know what I mean? He gone. It's good. It's better artists out here. I mean, it's more artists out here. Excuse my language. It's more artists out here. It's a new time and day. And you know what I mean? Rest in peace, Tupac. Let's get it to the new era.
Oh, yeah, I feel you. And this has nothing to do with the interview. This actually would have been one of my what the hell moments. But did you hear about Suge Knight? Suge Knight is actually coming out speaking about it, saying that he believes that Tupac is alive and he's living in Vegas. So you don't believe that Tupac is alive. You believe that he is deceased and in the ground, and they just keep messing with him. Let him rest in peace, right? That's how I feel. That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, I do. Yeah, I really do. Deep down inside, I feel like that. But you know what I mean? It ain't no telling what people capable of these days, so... I can't put a stamp on it, but I just want to say rest in peace, Pop. I ain't sent you all this time, my man. Don't scare me like that.
Right? No, just pop out of the hologram and be actually alive. That would be crazy. Anyway, let's go ahead and move back in. We can have a whole topic about this.
Straight up.
Let's move on into the interview, because I'm definitely a Tupac fan as well. That's why I had to bring up that Suge Knight thing, because I was like, really, you think he's alive, living? Like, out of all places, Vegas, though, really? Come on now, dude, really.
Right, though.
But anyway. So where are you from, my man? Where are you from?
I'm originally from Kankakee, Illinois. It's like the country part of Chicago. The outskirts of Chicago, Illinois, you know what I mean? Dirt roads and ditches, man. It's a real small town. Hopkins Park, you know what I mean? Then I moved to Minnesota in 95. And, you know, I've been a rapper since then. I've been up here most of the time since 95.
Okay. So you've been there for a minute then?
Yeah, I've been holding it down for a minute, man, like, Minnesota is not that big of a place either. So once you're known in Minnesota, you're known. You know what I mean? So that's one thing I like about Minnesota. Everybody knows everybody. It's like a big family here.
Okay. Does your struggles in life make you a better artist?
Of course. Being that I'm a person that I don't write. So anything you hear, you know what I mean? Anything you hear, my voice on has not been written. It has been, I don't freestyle, but I write in my head. So I feel like with me not writing, it's more ideas to come up with there's some more things to think about, because when I grab a pen and a paper, I'm just jotting the first thing down that rhyme. But when I'm not writing, it's more ideas to think about. So, you know what I mean? My life struggle is a definite part of my music. And if you listen to my music, I'm not really an animated rapper. I'm a struggle rapper. I'm a life rapper. You know what I mean? So, of course, everything that goes on in my life plays a big part in my music. And, you know what I mean? That's what type of artist I am.
Okay. If you could name one struggle that you've been through, that you've overcome, that, you know, you might want to speak out on, that might help the next artist or the next rapper take it to the next level?
You got to be determined. You got to be determined. You can't let up on this music. If that's what you want to do, you have to do it. You can't let anything stop you. And that's where I messed up at, you know, for a little bit. I let some things get in the way of my music. I stopped doing music, and I let crime get in the way of that, which was a terrible choice, and I don't condone that. And I just would ask every, you know, motivating artist to keep it going. Don't ever stop doing songs, and every time you do a song, make sure you can put your best verse on that beat.
All right. That is what's up. Definitely, you know, don't give up. That's in anything you do. Like, even with career modeling, you know, like at one point in time, I stopped doing what I was doing because people told me that I couldn't do it. And here I am talking to you. So never give up.
Right.
You know, there's
right.
always a possibility and exactly. whatever. You know, if you got a dream and you got to go for it. That's for everyone and whatever you're trying to
Please
do.
Listen to Candy. Please listen to Candy. She's telling the truth.
Oh, yeah, I definitely know about that.
Great up.
Do you have, like, a favorite quote or a favorite saying or anything of that nature?
A favorite, excuse me, could you say that again?
A favorite quote or a favorite saying? Like something that you might say a lot or you might quote a lot?
Oh, man, I'm talking about, man, up here in Minnesota, man, it's so much different slang. I can't even. The best quote I can think of right now is "Get rich or die trying." I don't know why that's stuck in my head, but that's what I'm on right now. So that's my quote of the day.
You on some 50, huh?
Man, I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm feeling like 50 right now. Get rich or die trying, man. Straight up.
I feel you on that one. I feel you on that one. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into your next single. But first, if you want to go ahead and give some shout out, let everyone know where to find you at on Twitter, and give out all your YouTube information. You can go ahead and do that at this time.
Okay. First off, I want to give a shout out to the three hosts of this show who got me on here. I appreciate y'all. I want to give a shout-out to TP3 Radio off top. I want to give a shout-out to my state, Minnesota, my two babies, Montiaria and Lamont Jr., my family, you know. You can look me up at Twitter, at BigMoMan675, BigMoeMan675. YouTube.com/BigMoMan675. That's my channel. Or you can just type in MoMan, MoeMan, and check out the videos. But the channel is BigMoMan675. The other single, King of the App. You know what I mean? I'm trying to do the thing. I'm trying to put my state on the map. And nobody really heard from no Minnesota rapper. So with that being said, holler at me, follow me, let's do it. I'm going to follow you back all the time.
All right. Let go. Let's get into some music.
Mo Man.
Mo Man. man. I'm the king of the app, and I'm up for debating. I don't get into hating, but I've been patiently waiting. I'm the king of the app. I've been doing a lot of listening, throwing a chair at the top. Y'all scared to wear it and sit in it. I'm the king of the app. It's open and it's appearing. You rappers should be embarrassed of whack performance and lyrics. I'm the king of the app. Do your homework before you diss me, cause half of you rappers Disney, the other half rolling with me. But I'm the king of the app. Yeah, I'm taking the title. Minnesota is mine, but I'm in the American Idol. 2020 vision, I said I'm seeing my shot clear. What I'm hearing through my ear is some shit I cannot fear. What's a little competition? I'm claiming the top position. You see it from my vision, you'll understand my decision. I see the game through precision, you see the game through the TV. Just keep on watching the TV, I guarantee that you see me. Shout out to the street king, some of the realest that done it. You see me on that screen, it's gonna make you wanna vomit. So nigga, just get your bucket, your blanket, and box of tissue. The style that I'm about to issue is cold as Alaskan igloos. And if you from Minnesota, you know that it get cold. What's up with these local rappers? They young but they sound old. I'm the king of the vocals, I'm the king of the rap. Minnesota is mine, so I'm the king of the app. I'm the king of the app, and I'm up for debating. I don't get into hating, but I've been patiently waiting. I'm the king of the app. I've been doing a lot of listening, throwing a chair at the top. Y'all scared to wear it and sit in it. I'm the king of the app. It's open and it's appearing. You rappers should be embarrassed of whack performance and lyrics. I'm the king of the app. Do your homework before you diss me, cause half of you rappers Disney, the other half rolling with me. But I'm the king of the app. Lyrically, I'm conceited, invisible, and just cocky. You can't see me or stop it. Just call me Mo Man the Prophet, cause I deliver a message. If ever I'm in your presence, be happy, cause I'm a blessing. So listen and learn a lesson. And you can say what you want on the king's spot is a gunner. Just play the cards you was dealt. I'm feeling how Tip felt, and nobody could take it from me. 6'2½, 300, a force to be reckoned with. Just sit back and accept the shit. Paul Barron's line up your hearses, cause after hearing my verses, the blind can see that I'm murk the funeral homes and the churches. They ought to be holding service. The servants and all the servants, the ushers and all the pastors will have to pray for you rappers. So wrap them up in the plastic on their togos a tag, and you can reuse the casket for the next rapping maggot who think it ain't what it seem. It seem as if it's a rap. I rap a rapping career, cause I'm the king of the app. And I'm up for debating. I don't get into hating, but I've been patiently waiting. I'm the king of the app. I've been doing a lot of listening, throwing a chair at the top. Y'all scared to wear it and sit in it. I'm the king of the app. It's open and it's appearing. You rappers should be embarrassed of whack performance and lyrics. I'm the king of the app. Do your homework before you diss me, cause half of you rappers Disney, the other half rolling with me. But I'm the king of the app.
King of the app. That's what's up.
King of the app.
Okay.
That's what it
so
does.
So we definitely are done with the interview. I just have one more question to ask you, which is the random question of the interview, and I'm just going to go with, who do you think is the best rapper alive?
The best rapper alive?
The best rapper alive. Not dead,
y'all
but
gonna
alive.
Do, y'all gonna do me like that, huh?
Yeah, I gotta throw a
all
random
right.
question in there. Got to.
Man, the best rapper alive. Yo, got it.
Alrighty.
Period.
Tennessee?
Straight up.
Tennessee?
Man, I ain't even finna play with him. That's my man right there.
That's better than DMX.
Oh, who said that?
Yeah, we're not even going to go into it.
DMX is my man, but he's just not the best rapper alive.
Exactly. He might have been back in the 90s when Aaliyah was alive, maybe.
Straight
but,
up.
Yeah.
I'm up and coming, though, so be ready for more, man.
Oh, yeah, we definitely appreciate you calling in. For all of those who are listening, make sure you follow us on Twitter at TP3 Radio. Also follow me at Candy's World 69, and also hit me up on my website, which is candysworld.com. Ladies, do we have any callers, anything to add?
Nope, no callers. Inside, you have anything you want to ask?
Consider yourself followed.
No. Nothing I want to ask.
All right.
I'm here, man. Whenever y'all need me, and I appreciate the love and the support once again. And like I said, consider yourself followed. Y'all, we're here about Mo Man. Holla at me.
All right.
Definitely. All right, and I want to thank all our callers and listeners for tuning in to TP3 Radio. This is your girl, Keisha Nicole. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at TP3 Radio and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TP3 Radio. Make sure you follow me as well at I Am Keisha Nicole and like my Facebook page, facebook.com/ILalaNicole. And I want to give a shout out to our artist, guest artist, Mo Man. Thank you for showing us love
thank
and
you.
Calling into the show.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, the 500 boys. We can't forget the 500 boys.
And the 500 boys. Shout out to them. Hot music right there as well.
Yep. Look for the interview coming up. Oh, yeah.
All right, so we'll go ahead and end the show right here. Everyone have a good night.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you. Movement.
All right.
So you've been listening to TP3 Radio.
Are you looking for a reliable house painter, contractor, deck builder, caterer, mover, banker, dry cleaner, bricklayer, car dealer, landscaper? Find all these reliable businesses and more at the Better Business Bureau. Go to BBB.org and start with trust.
Road traffic accident, slip or trip, accident at work. Have you been subject to any of these? If so, let Claim Squad take the pain out of your claim and receive 100% compensation. Phone now for your free advice on 0845 643 1358.
Your Essential Mix, here on your radio station.